Hello, old dogs. This is your host and top dog, Bill Manicero. I hope you're having a blessed holiday and are getting ready for an amazing new year. Today's show is a special rebroadcast of one of our most popular episodes. I'm introducing the show under the banner Best of Old Dogs REI Network Podcast. Well, enjoy.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello? Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is how to retire in 5 years. But before we get started, I'm going to do just a sort of a brief welcome. I want to touch base with you as I always do, and just to find out how you guys are doing, if you guys are making your goals. If not, hey, I want to encourage you. A lot of times I can talk firsthand about not reaching my goals. I'm only about 18 months behind here. But hey, some great stuff is happening with us right now that's pretty exciting. Actually, I'd be surprised if we don't have an apartment community by the end of the year. We've got a couple of really great things going on right now that look like they are very likely to happen very soon. So I will be letting you guys know about that stuff. Those on our investor mailing list, anybody that's interested in investing in a syndication or being a part of that, you can link up to that on our newsletter. If you're not receiving our newsletter, you should sign up for our newsletter at olddogsreinetwork.com. And there's always a little part there where you can click to get on our investor newsletter, where we will make these special announcements and so forth too. So cool stuff happening there on the acquisition front. Things with the existing properties, going good. I think I might have mentioned that we're trying something different in Memphis, specifically for special needs housing. We'll talk to you more as we're getting ready. We're getting ready right now for that, rehabbing and doing some things to allow for special needs housing. And that's going really cool. Our Airbnb stuff is just kicking it. So we're looking at adding another unit, possibly moving into other states now in a rental arbitrage. I mean, an Airbnb arbitrage, which basically means you don't actually buy a property, but you rent somebody else's property and then you rent that out, which is really, really cool, which can be very lucrative as well. Well, let's jump into we got our contest, and the contest is still cooking. We've got, like I said, we got a free podcast intro session episode that can be done for you by our great group at Mino Studios, who is going to put that together. I'm offering 4 hours of free coaching. And I don't even coach. No, I'm just kidding. But I do. I am going to do that. And then we have a grand prize, which is yet to be announced. But you want to be on board before it does. Okay. How do you get on board? You go to iTunes and you go to the Find Old Dogs REI Network. And then you click on subscribe, which is very cool. And then you write a review. That's how you get involved in this little contest. I know it sounds gimmicky, sounds like one of those things that you hear. But anyway, it really will help us. And we're trying to reach as many people as we can and be able to help us out as many folks as possible that are interested in real estate investing in the latter years of their lives. Only way we can do that, and especially with iTunes, which is our biggest platform, is getting good reviews, getting a lot of reviews, and that's kind of how that works. Anyway, so let's get back to our topic: How to retire in 5 years. Well, I know there's a lot of you out there kind of going, wait a minute, didn't we just have an episode on running out of money, part one? And isn't this supposed to be running out of money, part two? Well, yes and no. What's really interesting here is that we recorded it. We were ready to do this episode, which really has a lot of good meat in it. And in the midst of it, there was an example that kind of emerged, and that was, how do people build their portfolios? Because that's part of the process. When you're building up to something, right, you run into situations where you run out of money. It happens to people all the time. So as I was using that example, I went into a little scenario on how somebody could build up their rental property portfolio in 5 years, right? So as I'm doing this, I'm going through the motions, and I'm kind of looking at especially guests that we've had on who have done this kind of thing. And because I haven't really done it on this with the single family home thing. So I went into this and I went, wait a minute, this is great stuff. And so my producer, okay, Tim, said to me, that's like an episode in itself. This was a really great thing. So he came up with it, and he said, basically, hey, Bill, that should be an episode itself. So that's what we decided to do. And we will have our Running Out of Money Part 2 episode, which I think is going to have a lot of good stuff in it too for you. But this one is simply entitled How to Retire in 5 Years. Okay, I know it sounds like such a cheesy title, but it is possible. And I went into a real basic scenario. And as I go into the details of this here, I want you to keep in mind, a little disclaimer here. There are not a lot of details here. I could get much more detailed about the financial and expenses side. I came to some assumptions in terms of expenses. I used the 50% rule, which we've talked about a fair amount here, which basically says that 50% of your income our expenses, and that includes a debt service and property taxes and things like that. Okay, so we had to do some assumptions here, and in that, to try and simplify this so that people can look at it and say, yeah, that can happen. Another thing too is I used properties like $50,000 homes or $100,000 homes. I see those kinds of homes all the time. If you want, write to me. I'll give you links to those homes. They're for sale and they are renting at the prices that I have listed in the example here. So without further ado, let's move on to our little episode here on how to retire in 5 years. A lot of people are building their portfolio while they're still working. So they have the advantage of having their income, their W-2 income, and using a portion of that to help acquire properties, which is a real advantage. I'm kind of using that example here as you're building. Now, there are those that are already retired that are building their portfolio. And that's another scenario that you can also look at as a possible means to grow your income. Now, what you probably have to do there is have a source of funds that you can take from to start off. And you may not have, with the income you have, maybe it's a pension, maybe it's Social Security or what have you, but maybe you're kind of using that. It's kind of maxed out. You're not able to take much out of that to apply to this. So there are different scenarios, but I do approach part of this as, as those people that, let's say maybe they have 10 to 15 years before they retire, okay? There's an advantage to that. If you are working, having W-2 income helps you get loans easier. It also helps you to be able to have that kind of disposable cash where you can maybe just tighten up on your expenses a bit to be able to contribute to your, what I call your buy fund, where you buy properties that way. Purchasing a property in full is actually, the ideal thing. If you can buy a property without having to do a mortgage, it really, that to me, one, you've got the property safe, free and clear. If there are fluctuations in the marketplace, you have to lower rents and things. You don't have to worry about your mortgage payment. Maybe you're going to get to a point where, oh, gee, you know, I can barely cover my mortgage payment now with the new reduced rent. So there's a real advantage to buying outright. And I'll talk a little bit about that as well. People that buy, and especially if you're trying to do quickly, you use what's called leverage. And leverage is key. We talk a lot about leverage. We have a lot of articles and podcasts that have addressed it. Just do a search on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com and just type in leverage and you'll see how often we talk about it in some of those articles. But let's take, for example, the person who's trying to build up this nest egg in a short period of time. Let's take, for example, people that are trying to build up a rental portfolio in a short period of time. And I'm going to take an example here, and hopefully this will be something you can relate to. And it's realistic, I think, for the most part, because I checked out the numbers I'm using against markets that I'm in, Indianapolis, Memphis, Atlanta. So, you know, those are areas that you can buy homes fairly inexpensively. There's also Ohio and a lot of other areas that can match that, Detroit and things and so forth. This is kind of the scenario I'm looking at. This is a person that has maybe 10 more years before they retire. So they've got this income, W-2 income. I'm assuming this person wants to try to save enough money to be able to contribute to growing this portfolio. So aside from the income that'll be generated from properties they acquire, they are going to be contributing out of their paycheck. I'm also looking at a couple here. Let's say a husband and wife, for example, because they've got sort of a dual income there. And there are the advantages with that, too, that I'll get into as we start getting in the mortgage side. The husband and wife both agree this is going to be a great thing. Let's build up this rental portfolio. And they've set basically a five-year plan. Now, this is an aggressive time period. 5 years is is a really short period of time, but they're not going to retire for 10, so they can actually start generating this income early and maybe even could do an early retirement. But they've got together, they looked at their salaries, they're both able to tuck away an additional $500 a paycheck, for example. They get two paychecks a month. They're for a total of $1,000 each per month. So they've got $2,000 a month that they can put into a fund to acquire properties, okay? So they do have a self-directed IRA, and that in that account they have, let's keep it conservative. Let's say they only have $500,000, for example. So they're going to tap into this to get started on their rental property portfolio. Okay. So they, for example, they'll take $150,000 out, and with that $150,000, they're going to buy three $50,000 homes, okay, which is not unheard of. It is very possible to acquire homes for $50,000. And even in the process of putting this together, I did some research and did searches in my areas, and there's tons of them, $50,000 and less. And for example, Indianapolis. And I looked at rents and what rents are going for. So let's say they start off, they're going to buy three properties for cash. They don't want to have mortgages. Don't want to start with the mortgages right away. So they buy three properties, $50,000 each. They're going to bring in $750 each in rent. And again, I checked that, and that's real reasonable. And we're talking a $50,000 home, three-bedroom, one bath, three-bedroom, two baths. They're available in Indianapolis for that price. So let's take a look at that and to look at how that starts off. So they got $2,000. They've put their $2,000 away for that month. Now with the property that they have, I mentioned a $750, and they have no other expenses. So $750 times three, $2,250. So now they've got $2,000 from their paycheck, and they've got $2,250. Okay. So at the end of the year, okay, they're saving all of this. So the $2,000, okay, it becomes $24,000. And then the, of course, the $24,500 also times 12 too will grow considerably in that amount of time as well. At the end of the year, they look at what they have in that account and they buy more properties. That's sort of the scenario. So year one, okay, I mentioned they buy their three properties for cash. Now, in year two, they have managed to tuck away $51,000. So that's the $2,000 for the 12-year period and the $2,250 per month as well, times 12. So that's $51,000 they tucked away. So they decide, you know what, we're going to buy $100,000 homes because you can get a little better rent, and it's also tends to be, you know, a little bit you can get a higher level of tenant as well. So they're going to buy $200,000 homes. Now they're able to take in $850 a month in rent for the $100,000 home, as opposed to $750 for the $50,000 home. So now they're generating, okay, they've got and again, I'm going to use the 50% rule on this because this one they're going to do a mortgage on. So they have that $50,000. They're going to take, you know, $20,000 each to buy a $100,000 home. So that's like a, you know, 20% down payments. So they're using it strictly, the funds that they generate, just for down payments. And so they buy two of these $100,000 homes, okay, using the 50% rule. So they're going to be making $425 a month, okay, net, okay, cash flow. So you, that 50% rule takes into account the mortgage, the insurance, property taxes, and any expenses. And 50% rules is pretty good. I think you can do better than that, but it's a conservative estimate. So that works out pretty good. And I'm not going to get nebulous and go over this, but we're going to, for a 5-year period, they keep increasing. Okay. So the year end of year two, they've got 61,200. So now they're able to buy three houses. Okay. So they buy $300,000 homes. And then you go to four homes in year four. And then by year five, okay, their final purchase is five homes. And these are all $100,000 homes. So by the end of year five, okay, it looks something like this. The salary, okay, you've got $2,000 a month that comes in. You've got income from the three homes that you bought at cash for $50,000. That's $2,250. You got the two homes, $100K, $850, and adds up to, now this includes your $2,000 contribution from your salary, okay, which would go away after you stop contributing. But right now, you're generating $10,200 a month at the end of 5 years. So I would say, you know, to be safe, go to year six, okay, where you would, you're continuing the same process and you can buy additional homes. Now, the only problem is I calculated it through 5 years. Actually, it might work. Actually, it might work here as I'm thinking about it. What you might be able to do in year five, okay, is the problem is as you're getting mortgages, you can only have one person can only get 10 mortgages, maxed out at 10 mortgages, either traditional, you know, mortgages, but a husband and wife together can get 20. Okay. At the end of 5 years, you own 17 houses, but three of those homes you own in full. So you don't have a mortgage on those. So that would mean that you've got, 14 homes, right? And then, I think it would work. Okay. So if you buy six in year six, okay, that would work. So you'd be maxed out then, 20 houses, but you've got six houses. Your income now, okay, it's as you're, and I'm counting the contribution here, it would be $12,750. But you don't want to keep contributing because you've reached your goal. You've got $10,000 in monthly income here. So you actually have 12, but you take out your $2,000 contribution, which you can keep putting that away since you've already gotten a habit for the last 5 years of saving it. I'd start putting that away and start building up your reserves. So isn't this amazing how you really, really can generate enough income if, in this example, $10,000 is enough. Now, this couple is actually going for the goal. They're going for $20,000, but this is half of their goal. But if you could live on $10,000 a month, then here is a formula that you can do that. And it with real estate investing, it isn't that difficult. You do have to be very careful on what you buy and where you buy it. That's really key. And we talk about that a lot. I think it's a real smart idea to have a mentor, somebody that has done a lot of this kind of thing before that can help you and guide you on your way. But basically, that's the foundation right there. And now this is designed for people that are working, granted, that can also pull some money from their income. And you have to have a pretty healthy income because we're talking about contributing $2,000 a month. But if you got a couple, you know, we're talking maybe $500 out of each paycheck, which you know, you can adjust things, and that I think is feasible. So there's, again, you know, a number of assumptions we did to make this a simple program. Your situation may be different. Maybe you can only come up with 500. Maybe you only do 300 a month, and maybe your plan will be a little bit longer, but you've got at least the blueprint or the foundation to be able to create your own plan that works with your budget and your situation. So that is it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here, including links, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And just look for the episode entitled How to Retire in 5 Years. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.